like I said, because we're down one member. It's one guitarist, so it's kind of a critical part since we're, you know, a two guitar band. It's always been like that. We've floated the idea of maybe doing one guitar, but it just wouldn't be the same because a lot of the parts need two guitars with some harmonies and some dual solos, and that's just the theme of the band, you know. So we decided, okay, we'll release it. It was like the right time to finally do it. We got some pretty decent, you know, reviews and stuff like that from it, and we kind of brought up interest from certain guitarists in Montreal, and we started auditioning with some of them. So that's been fun, you know. It's like, okay, now, you know, we're on our way to start playing maybe some shows. We have, you know, we started getting some offers already because of the album. One that is kind of, again, I'm you're lucky. I'm throwing some exclusive news to you over here.
There you go. Universal premiere.
Exactly. We might be doing something in Newfoundland this year, which is usually very special when we go out there because the band's three original members were from there. The Newfoundlanders are very proud of that. So every time we go out to play out in St. John's, it's usually like a sold-out crowd, and the people love it. So.
Awesome.
If that ends up happening, we're going to be super stoked to do it, and just waiting to finalize our final member. So far, it's looking very good on who it might be, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, I haven't asked bands, I think, enough, or I haven't maybe, about this, you know. Well, I don't know if it's an audition. Well, I guess it is an audition process of some sorts. Yeah, I don't know, you know, how you compare this to like a, you know, job interview. Like, I understand you have to have like the skills, I'm assuming, but then I guess chemistry is also, you know, important, or I don't know.
I think
I don't know if you can comment on that.
I totally could comment. I think it's important for, you know, younger bands coming up. Yes, the skill is important, right? Because you need to be able to pull certain things off, especially from what the band demands. But what's really going to make it work is the chemistry. Everyone's got to get along to a certain, you know, I think not, it shouldn't just be a business thing. It should really be like, as many members as you are, everyone's got to get along. And I know sometimes it's like, yeah, how can it happen? It could happen because, you know, that's what we're doing now. You know, you kind of get to know that as you get a bit older. You don't want to just, oh, okay, this guy's amazing, but he has all these flaws, but he's a really good guitarist, so we should do that. Because, you know, I think we've made mistakes like that in the past. And then it ends up blowing up, and we would rather have some kind of solid... you know, membership, right? Where it's not like looking for members every album. You know what I mean? So the chemistry for me is, and for the rest of us, the other two guys, is very important. I think that's what comes first. Being, you know, responsible and just it's all about a vibe, right? You get in the room and you kind of know, you vibe with someone. You know if you're going to feel good, or if you have like a weird feeling, you know, sometimes just how you stand, you know, could be like, I don't know, man. But yeah, everything's important, and you know, that's kind of what we're looking for. And like I said, in that department, we seem, you know, it's looking good right now with one of our potential future guitarists. So,
yeah.
Very excited about that. Yeah.
No, thank you for sharing. I mean, sometimes you can, sometimes you cannot share. It's, you know.
We have nothing to hide when it comes to that. You know, like I said, when you're younger, people like to hold the cards closer to their chest. Like right now, it's like, you know, if someone that's young is listening to this, I'd like to give the advice, you know, and pass the torch to the younger generation of musicians and little thrashers out in the West Coast over there, you know, we had some good shows a few years ago. Yeah, man, sure.
No, that's cool. Yeah, and I agree with you. I think for I guess you can apply this, like, you know, to a lot of life situations. Yeah, like chemistry, yeah, and bonding and all that. It's definitely, you know, or should be above, you know, skills or talent or
exactly.
I agree. You know, even in sports, you can apply that, like in whatever. So it's you know,
totally. Sports is probably the best example because it's so out there. Everybody sees it and reads about it. You know, you could have like one of the best players in the world on a team, and he leaves because why did he leave?
Yes,
something has to have been going on in that locker room, for example. You know, for it not to have worked. You know, so it's the same thing in music. You know, if you're bouncing ideas and it's not, you know, it's not registering with a member or two, you know, it could spell doom and disaster for your group. So better to be in a group of people that are everyone's like-minded and on the same page and focused and looking towards the same direction, basically. Yeah,
absolutely. So where can people find your either merchandise, your music, news for Mutech?
So far, I think we've been putting stuff out on our Instagram, maybe on Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook, so I can't verify that. But it's Mutech or Die, so Mutech_or_die is our handle on Instagram. And then you could basically stream all our music on any streaming platform, actually. Apple Music, Spotify, Bandcamp, all that stuff. And if you send a message to the band on Instagram or maybe Facebook, we usually are very good at responding for, you know, any merch questions or when the next show might be. We're pretty cool at responding to the fans and anybody like that. So yeah, you know, we have merch that we're looking to sell at our next shows. We're excited to put that out. but yeah, if somebody wants to reach out that can't make a show, for example, if it's in Toronto or Montreal and they're a fan from Vancouver, for example, we could ship it out. We have CDs. You know, I know a lot of people have CD players, but we do have CDs.
Yes.
Get to hold something physical in your hands and open a booklet and read the lyrics. Or old school like that, you know, our music is very kind of 80s thrash, so we like to kind of continue that tradition.
No, that's cool. Well, that's one of my favorite eras, you know, confession time.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I mean, I guess probably like most of us, you know, we started with heavy metal and then we moved to the next thing. But then, anyway, some things now are a little too powerful or too, yes, a little too much for me, but anyway, I still support the scene. But yeah, I have to confess that probably the 80s, the trash 80s, was probably my favorite, or more, I guess, most more listened to, you know, whatever genre.
I think we in New Tank we all agree.
Good. There you go.
Steven's a huge Megadeth fan, and we're all a bunch of old Metallica fans and Slayer and all that stuff. So.
Yes. Oh, that's cool.
It's the right crowd, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, man, I just saw Apocalyptica like 2 weeks ago, and it was pretty good. Yeah, so I hear you with, you know, the old stuff, the Metallica, the Megadeth, the Slayer, whatever, all those. But yeah. Anyway, but we're here today to talk about Mutech.
Yes, we are. Mutech, okay,
so... yeah, so I guess let us know whenever you have a chance to, you know, tour or go out, or even if it's on the East, it's okay. We can help spread the word. Or if you have a new video, whatever, new single, just, yeah, let us know and we can help spread the word.
All our new videos have been out on YouTube. So if you go on our YouTube page, that's one I forgot to mention. So YouTube is where you can find all our new videos. Illuminatus, Bad Magnitude, which is the instrumental, and we just released also a lyric video for our song Abortion, which is a very wild song, but you know, we made the video with some nice cute animals to kind of contrast with how crazy the lyrics are, you know. But the others are being cute enough, killing each other, anything like that.
Of course, balance.
There's a balance. Yeah.
That's cool. No, that's cool. It's all
YouTube. You can track all our stuff. Yeah.
It's always nice to see videos, bands videos, because sometimes, I mean, yeah. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're outrageous, sometimes they are just, you know, like powerful, like, or super creative. Like, I mean, it's really nice too, you know.
Yeah, you could, if you check out the Illuminatus video, which is the first song on a new album, it was all done on AI completely.
Wow.
So that's pretty interesting, you know. It's like a primitive kind of AI software thing. So I feel like when you look back at it, maybe in 5 years or 10 years, it's like, oh wow, that's what AI looked like back then. so it's good to have that now, you know. So yeah.
Yes, there you go. You're documenting history. Thank you very much, Costa. Thank you and Mutank for doing that.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being with us tonight. I don't know if you have any. If we forgot anything or if you want to mention anything else, but thank you very much for being with us tonight.
I think we've covered everything. I thank you for having me on the show. Really appreciate it, and can't wait to be out there in Vancouver again. Loved it last time we were there, and looking forward to coming back.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Let's. I have a feeling that we chatted, you know, back then. I seem to remember you guys, but anyway.
Yeah,
and the show was existed at that time, so it's very likely.
It's very likely. Yeah, we were doing a whole bunch of interviews during that time. So,
I'll look into the archives and let you know if we actually, maybe not you, but I mean if the band and I, you know, chatted before. Anyway,
yeah, it could have been another member for sure. Yeah,
correct. All right, thank you very much. Really, really appreciate it, Costa.
Thank you. Enjoy your night.
Thanks.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future, at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Freeze the Fall. They are from Kelowna, here in British Columbia, Canada. And we listened to the song BHS, which is a single from 2024. Yeah, back to the old days of the videotapes. VHS. Before that, we listened to our brothers from another mother, Necronado. They are from Vancouver, Canada. And we listened to the song Mass of Abomination, which is their brand new single coming up this April the 4th. So another universal, you know, news, universal brand new news, brand new news. Universal exclusive here at the Metal Meltdown. And before that, we listened to Mute Tank from Montreal, our guest tonight, with Running Reds, which is part of their brand new, brand new album, there you go, Think Before You Think, from last year, 2024. And I want to thank Costa again for being with us tonight. And yeah, that was so much fun. So yeah, listen to them, whatever platform you have. They're very, very, very good. And yeah, speaking about very, very good, let's continue with the music here at the Metal Meltdown. You know what? Before we go to the music, let's tell you what shows are coming up in the next few weeks. So at the Rick Show, on March 30th, we have the 4 years anniversary of More Beer. This is the band Fear, and they are going to be playing with Dead Bob and The Vicious Cycles. Then on April 4th, we have Dead Chant with R.I.P. Rip, Tribunal, and Killer Deal. This is on April 4th. And then if you like a little less metallic kind of music, also on April 4th, at the Fox Cabaret, there's Chez Amé Dorval with Walgreen. Then on April 5th, there's the Downtown Eastside Neighborhood House Fundraiser. This is live music from Golden Arches. And this is on April 5th at the Rickshaw. Then on April 6th, you have Mayhem, Mortis, Imperial Triumphant, and New Skeletal Faces. This is April 6th, all of this at the Rickshaw. And then on April 9th, we have Warbringer and Allegan with Skeletal Remains and Summoning the Leech. This is on April 9th. All of these are at the Rick Show. And then on, for other venues, on March 29th at Lana Luz on Powell Street, you have Medieval, Valley of Despair, and Vultures at Dawn. Then on March 30th at the Lucky Bar, this is in Victoria, you have a Wacken Metal band elimination round. So this is going to be Antler, The Cryptor, Gate Theory, Electric Druids, and Yegg. Then on April 3rd at Lana Luz, you have Fever Dog. If you kind of a little more... not metallic music as well. Then on April 4th in Kelowna, you can see Fever Dog as well. So April 3rd, Lana Luz in Vancouver, April 14th